Famine is growing in East Africa, and it's about to get worse. I'm Dot Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're zooming in on South Sudan today to learn what we can be doing to help. Also, it's great to see effective ministry multiply, and that's what's happening in one country as the church reaches out to orphan children. Find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. It's been just over 2 months since the South Sudanese government declared famine conditions in parts of the country. Now we're getting close to what's called the lean season in South Sudan from May to July. The latest UNICEF report says over 5 million people, almost half of the South Sudanese population, will face severe food shortages, and over 1 million children will be acutely malnourished. Greg Kelly with World Mission says this isn't time for the church to sit on the sidelines. They support Christian missions in South Sudan that distribute humanitarian aid.
Not only do they receive a cup of cold water, but they also are told very clearly the motivation behind it, which is the love of Jesus Christ.
World Mission also gives out their solar-powered audio Bible called The Treasure.
It takes us about $40 to send one treasure into a place like South Sudan in the language of the people. More than 100 people will benefit from each unit. They'll gather around and they'll listen for hours at a time.
Kelly says they see God is moving.
We heard another story from the Bari people in the village of Tali, where 40 people just in the past few days have given their life to Jesus because of listening to the treasure in their language.
If you'd like to empower ministry and aid in South Sudan, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. This week, MNN's Ruth Kramer is bound for Jakarta, Indonesia, and Tokyo, Japan. We'll let her fill you in on day one of the travelogue.
Dot, I'm heading to Jakarta to join up with our partner, Asian Access. The ministry's been celebrating 5 decades of changing the few who change the many. And I've been privileged to be invited to meet some of these folks who have big ideas and big faith. This ministry is a remarkably diverse community spread across 11 Asian nations, and the Philippines joins as the 12th country in the Asian Access family. So what do? Well, they're leaders, serving leaders, who multiply churches. They disciple and train and resource these pastors and connect them with their counterparts in other countries. The goal now, to serve 20 countries by 2020. Asian Access wants to deploy 100 church multiplication teams that'll plant 1,000 reproducing churches. And then those congregations will be home to 1 million new followers of Christ, who will in turn send 1,000 missionaries from Japan to the cities of Asia that'll be home to 1 billion people by the year 2020 AD. That's a pretty big dream, bolstered by enormous faith. And we'll unfold that more later this week. For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Kramer.
And finally, Slavic Gospel Association has some exciting news to share. The ministry has decided to expand its Orphans Reborn program into Far East Russia. SGA's Eric Mock shares.
So the Orphans Reborn program is set up to equip the churches with gas and teaching materials and food for the kids, emergency food for the kids, gifts when they compete for Bible games and different things that they're doing. It all works together to see these kids supported.
Often when orphans age out of the system, many boys turn to pushing drugs, and a lot of girls end up in prostitution as a way to survive. But Orphans Reborn aims to change that by investing in them.
We are working with churches to reach out, even in the last few weeks. But churches have begun in 7 orphanages with a target of 12 this summer, supported by Orphans Reborn. And these are faithful local churches who will begin every month, several times a month, reaching out to these children, letting them know that they matter, that they have not been forgotten, and that they hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they hear a message of hope.
For the cost of half a pizza, you can make sure an orphan hears the gospel and is loved. Learn how to donate and find more action points and how to pray at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a free cookbook that helps you share the gospel just by cooking a meal. You can get yours for free when you click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.